28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now stay calm. Breathe slowly and deeply. And don't try to move yet. You've been unconscious quite a while, so just let your heartbeat do its work for a bit before you try to get up or anything. Does your head hurt? Oh, your cabin? I'm afraid that it couldn't be saved. You should be glad that you seem to have done your checkups on your AFA, though. I heard it ringing from a long way. Yeah, the fire's still going. Thankfully, the wind is in our favor. The bad news is, this river, I guess. Have you ever tried to swim against a strong current? Good. Don't. It's a terrible idea. Not least if you've just recovered from fainting. I'm not sure how long you were inside after it started, but you'll need your lungs checked by a doctor. Are you ready to sit up? Here, let me take your hand and help you a bit. In spite of all that's happened, you did choose the perfect weather to spend a day in a cabin in the woods. Well, except the wildfire. Feel that smell of fresh air? Beats breathing in smoke until you fall to the floor, I bet. How you ended up here. I guess a noble woman of honor like me felt the need to save a dude in distress. Hey, I've had my practice. You wonder how I got you out of there? Well, I tried to get an Uber, but I guess this is not the ideal place, so I must have carried you. What? Never been carried by a girl half your size? I must admit that it's easier to rescue cats or guinea pigs, but there's something special about saving a man. Well, I don't have the most experience in my team, and it would have been easier with my BA set, but I have spent a few years on the job. I started out a bit before that, though, as an on-call during my training, as soon as the others told me I was ready to get out and work the field. I'm the only girl in the department. There was another, but she had to move. The obligations of being a total doormat. Not that the dudes noticed she was a girl, or that I am one. No, they're treating me nice enough, just... I guess they want a petite little thing with a smooth, soft body, carefully applied makeup and innocent doe eyes. What I want? Okay. This may sound a bit... fuck it. I usually don't feel like it matters that much what I want. It's not like they've ever asked me or asked me out. Look, I'm not the kind of girl you ask out, okay? I don't do squats to make my ass look good in whatever pointless brand of high-waisted jeans are in style right now. In fact, when girls start talking about which top goes with which skirt, I still feel like I did back in high school. Trying to follow along in conversations I knew nothing about, between girls who were already friends with each other and knew all the inside jokes, even though I didn't care one bit about makeup or boy bands. Trying to catch the name of some eyeshadow or lip gloss to make jokes that never got any laughs. Dudes get me a lot more. And I get them. They weren't afraid of me pumping up my biceps and my shoulders and crushing them in arm wrestling contests. They did call me sir a lot back then. To be honest, I had to kick their asses a fair bit for them to stop doing that shit. Thing is, sadly, I also get what they want. Yeah, like I said before, a girl with no makeup and a flannel shirt doesn't do it for them. Plus, my jeans are too old and too loose-fitting for them to notice my body. Oh, God, sorry. None of this is your problem. Yeah, I have been told that I apologize too much. What? You think I have a body? Girl's body? Look, I get it. I saved you. You want to flatter me. But don't. I know what I am. And I'm not sexy. I don't walk or talk sexy. I don't dance sexy. No, okay? Don't come closer like that. It's just going to make it worse. What do I mean? Have you ever been by the lake in the early spring? Have you ever heard the ice breaking? If you ever have, I bet it made you never want to use that image again as a metaphor for getting close to someone. It's loud. It's cold and raw and primal. And the edges look sharp enough for you to cut yourself on. And when it all melts away, it's like nothing was even there. You don't know what you're doing, okay? I'm not someone you can just fuck and leave. I don't do those hookup things, whatever they are. Fuck everything. I want you. Kiss my neck. Move your hands over me. Yeah, you're noticing the benefit of loose-fitting clothes, aren't you? Yeah, get those hands inside them. They're sturdy. Be firm. Kiss me again. I need your shirt to be off right now. I need you to take off my jeans. Okay. So, wait a bit. Look, I know that my panties aren't exactly sexy, and I... No, it's more. I have hair. I get itchy and uncomfortable when I try to shave, okay? And besides, I don't like sharp things between my legs, and the angle is uncomfortable, and I don't feel like I can see enough, and I don't want to look at it anyway, and I just... Oh, God. Kiss my body. Touch my nipples. Okay. I think I'm ready. Slide them off. Yeah, do it. Just don't expect anything, Bert. Used to this. No. No, don't stop. Don't ever stop. Oh, God. Just, are you sure? I don't want you to get air in your mouth. Shut up and let you make me feel good. I want your tongue deeper inside me. Yes. Fuck. Your tongue fucking me. Yeah, put your lips around mine. Now circle around them. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Move side to side along the lips. That's right. Oh, God. Now work that clit. Put your fingers in me. Spin on them. Push up. Yeah, that's it. Lips around the clit. Like that. Move your tongue. Good. Now go faster. Don't let up. Make those slurping noises. Lick my clit faster. More. Didn't get too bossy, did I? Stand up again. Let me get on my knees for you now. I want to please you. What do you like? Well, good, because a blowjob is what you're going to get. Let me taste you. Fuck. Oh, that's really hard to do. Look, I got tears in my eyes. But I liked it. I could tell I surprised the fuck out of you. Okay, let me try it one last time. That shut you the hell up, didn't it? Oh, fuck, that was sexy. I'd love to continue doing that forever, but you just had to lick my pussy until I came, and now I fucking need more. Let me lay down and spread my legs for you. Fuck. The way you're looking at my pussy. Do you know how much I've waited to feel sexy like that? Come here now. Put it in me. Give it to me. Don't hold back. Give me your body now. Push your chest against me. It's fine. Oh, I can take all your weight. I can take it. Just pound into me as hard as you fucking can. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck me until you make me lose my senses. Oh, fucking pound my pussy. Wreck it. Oh, God, tear it apart. Oh, God, rub my fucking clit. Oh, fuck. With me being bossy, like, yeah, work my fucking clit. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, give me that fucking cock. Ram into me like you want to demolish me. Oh, fucking destroy my little pussy. Oh, stretch me out. Stretch me out. Stretch me out. Pin my arms above my head. Fuck me. Fuck me more now. Make me fucking need CPR from you. Oh, fuck. You know what a woman really needs, don't you? That was, oh, fucking incredible. I guess those in charge will pick us up and get us to safety sooner or later. Do you think we should greet them naked? I've never really felt like a girl completely before. I know it's sex and just that, but it still means something. How do you feel? Yeah? I'm glad you didn't let me scare you off. I'm sorry about that. Don't apologize. Oh, sweet boy. How did you know my kryptonite? I guess it's time we should make ourselves presentable to whoever picks us up, but do you want to just lay here like this for a bit? We can watch the sky, see the pillars of smoke fading into the air. It's almost like our own fireworks. Sorry your cabin burned down. Want to build a new one? With me? I'm good with my hands. And apparently with my mouth. Yeah, let's do that. Lean on my chest, babe. Close your eyes. I've got you, babe.